You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you by DHL Express. Your shipments handled with excellence and simplicity. Good morning, boys and girls. How are we this morning? Welcome to Friday. What do we say? We say TGIF, don't we? Of course we do. Yes, we do. Right. It's a wet Friday morning, I can tell you that. I think we had rain through most of the night last night. And it's official, El Nino. We'll tell you about that a bit later on in the news. Looking at somebody born on this day, it is the 9th of June, by the way. It is Friday, and it is The Breakfast Show with me, Jerry D. We're looking at Peter. Yes, good morning, Peter. Peter the First, though. This is going back to the year 1672 when he was born on the 9th of June. Also known as Peter the Great, he ruled the Tsardom of Russia and later the Russian Empire from 7th of May until his death, jointly ruling before 1696 with his half-brother. Through a number of successful wars, he expanded the Tsardom into a much larger empire that became a major European power. Does it sound a little bit familiar for some strange reason?
Good morning, world.
Here comes the sun.
Morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Morning.
Buenos días en la mañana.
Transmission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
You could have
getting the program going using a sledgehammer. Need that to wake some of you up, I think, this morning. A miserable morning. Sledgehammer, of course, by English rock musician Peter Gabriel there. That was April, back in 1986. A lead single off of his fifth studio album. The album was just simply called So. Produced by Gabriel together with Daniel Lanius. It got into number one, by the way, in Canada. That was on the 21st of July in 86, where it spent 4 weeks. Number one on the Billboard Hot 100 chart in the United States in July, and number four on the UK singles chart as well. Thanks in part, by the way, to its musical video, which I really remember well. It was the biggest hit in North America, by the way, and ties with Games Without Frontiers as his biggest hit in the United Kingdom. Johnny Hates Jazz. Did you know that? Oh, really, he does. Johnny Hates Jazz. This is called The Last to Know. Keep an eye on the time, 8:30, exactly after the hour of 7 o'clock this morning on The Breakfast Show with me, Jerry D. So Johnny Hates Jazz and The Last to Know, the name of the track. By the way, Dachla and Nosito, they're the guys that, are Johnny Hates Jazz. Clark Dachla, together with Mike Nosito. Both, by the way, were born into musical families. Her dancer's father, Fred, was a member of two chart-topping bands from the 1950s. The Stargazers had the distinction of being the first British band to reach number one. That was on the UK singles chart. And as part of the Polka Dots, Fred Dashler sang backing vocals for Frank Sinatra and Petula Clark as well. Nacito, he hails from an American family based in Europe with the US Armed Forces. And his mother was a singer in a close harmony group called the Cactus Kids. Yes, what a wonderful name. Which performed for troops throughout Northern Europe. Right, I tell you what, we're just a couple of minutes away from our sour song. So let me just see. Let me see if I can find a little one. Here we go. 2.5 minutes of Elvis Presley. And One Night of Sin. Can't beat it. Right, 15 and a half minutes exactly after the hour of 7, so we're going to do this. Get you spruced up and on your way to, well, wherever it is you're going today, whether it's to work or whether perhaps you're even going off on vacation, something like that, which is always nice, isn't it? Yes, done mine. Chaka Khan. In the shower this morning. I'm every woman. There you go. Apparently, she's every woman, according to Chaka Khan. I'm every woman. Time to get you out. That's it, and on your way. 20 minutes, just a few seconds away from 20 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. It is Friday. So what do we do on Friday? Well, we'll be checking in with Ingrid in probably around about an hour's time for our freaky fun facts for this Friday. Also with Yasmin in the last hour today. We'll be doing what, where and when. All being well, if we can find a couple of people born on this day in music, we will do that as well. It is Friday. What do? We do a little bit of salsa, don't we, in the last hour with our friends from Pedro Mandinga. Yes, we do. And also, right, now this is important, let me just remind you. Now listen to this. Are you interested in venturing into our contest and winning a fully paid trip for two people to Barbados? Stay tuned and listen out for phrases hidden throughout the programming. On the 9th of June, I will ask you to say the phrase, and if you say it correctly, you will enter the Paradise Destination Barbados Adventure Contest. Oh, so exciting. Enter by going along to our website, coolfmpanama.com. Read the rules of the phase contest and get ready to participate, because the opportunity to enjoy the paradisical island of Barbados is arriving. Visit Barbados, thanks to Grada Radio. Yes, indeed. Now, I tell you what, on Monday and Tuesday, I mentioned the first part of a phrase, all right? And then on Wednesday and Thursday, I mentioned the second part of the phrase. What you have to do is put the two of those together. Now, I'm going to be asking you for those for around about 15 minutes before 8 o'clock this morning. All right, what we're going to do is to make it easy for a lot of you. I know you've got your phones with you. Rather than calling into the studio, we're going to take the first two that give us the right phrase, okay, on our WhatsApp. And the WhatsApp number is 677-18822, 677-18822. So at around about 15 minutes before 8 o'clock, I'm going to be asking you for that phrase. What? Trip to Barbados, good grief, all expenses paid. It's a bit like doing this job, really. Right, let me say, very good morning to Renee and Rick over there in Athens in Greece. Good morning to you, happy Friday. It's packing Friday for us. We are heading to the USA tomorrow morning, 6 o'clock. Ugh. Now, after nearly 9 months since we've been there. Now, that's the longest time away for us. And Rick has a business trip at the office headquarters in Houston, Texas. So I'm going along, bringing an extra suitcase. Okay. Now, then you say tomorrow will be ironing day. Is that right? Ironing, I and four N's day. Ironing day. I mean, you're not going to be ironing tomorrow, are you? You're going to be on a plane, for heaven's sake. You can't do that in business class. They won't let you. No, I know. I've tried. So could you please play Home by Philip Phillips?
Hold on to me as we go, as we roll down this unfamiliar road. And although this wave is stringing us along, just know you're not alone, 'cause I'm gonna make this place your home. Settle down. Drag you down. You get lost, you can always be found. Just know you're not.
The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
That is REM and The One I Love. Now it is time to do this.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
Hey, why don't you travel light and send your suitcases with DHL? From 20 to 25 kilos for only $150 plus ITBMS. This is from Panama to any destination, and we reach more than 220 countries and territories. Take advantage of rates only in stores. Visit us and quote for your shipments. And for more information, contact your local office. DHL Express. Excellence and simplicity in your shipments. Conditions apply. Have you ever taken your car for maintenance and been told to come back within less than 5,000 kilometers or 3 months? The secret is in using good quality oil and an original filter. At Burley Motors, we guarantee high quality oil and a thorough inspection during every maintenance check, better than you would get at the dealership. This means a longer lifespan for your car, and you won't have to spend money every 3 months. You can go up to 6,000 kilometers with semi-synthetic oil and up to 10,000 kilometers with full synthetic oil. Give us a call or WhatsApp us on 64310419. Got that? 64310419. Valley Motors. We'll keep you running.
Valley Motors. It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
Absolutely. And the time is just a few seconds away from 28 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. We're going to take a look at some of the news in the, the international news for this morning. A little bit of business thrown in as well. Ukraine's domestic security service said on Friday that it had intercepted a telephone call proving a Russian sabotage group blew up the Kakhovka hydroelectric station and dam in southern Ukraine. The destruction of the facility on Tuesday unleashed mass flooding, forcing thousands of residents to flee and wrecking environmental havoc. The Security Service of Ukraine posted a 1.5-minute audio clip on its Telegram channel of the alleged conversation, which featured two men who appeared to be discussing the fallout from the disaster in Russia. Or in Russian. Now, Russia reported heavy fighting along the front in southern and eastern Ukraine on Friday, while Kiev maintained a strict silence about its long-anticipated counterattack. With virtually no independent reporting from the front lines, it was impossible to assess the degree to which Ukraine's operation was underway or whether it was having successes in penetrating Russian defences to drive out occupying forces. Well-wishers laid flowers on Friday at the site in the French mountain town of Annecy, where an attacker stabbed four toddlers as a shocked nation paid tribute to a backpack-wearing student who tried to stop the assault. Two of the children were in a critical but stable condition in hospital a day after the attack, and Prime Minister Elisabeth Borne said that the other two and two pensioners who were also wounded had less serious injuries, reported the officials. Now, former President Donald Trump's rivals for the 2024 Republican presidential nomination criticized the move to charge him over his handling of classified documents, underscoring their fear of upsetting the core Trump supporters needed to win the race. The indictment of a former U.S. president on federal charges is unprecedented in American history, a case made more extraordinary by the fact that Trump is the front-runner in the Republican race to challenge Democratic President Joe Biden next year. Britain's University of Manchester flagged a cybersecurity incident on Friday, saying it had detected unauthorized activity on its network. The university said in a statement that it was working to resolve the issue and establish what data might have been affected. General Motors will join Ford in adopting Tesla's North American charging plug standard and give General Motor Electric or GM electric vehicle buyers access to the Tesla supercharger network under an agreement announced on Thursday. GM's move, which follows a similar decision by Ford to embrace Tesla's charging plug standard, means three of the top EV sellers in North American market now have now agreed on a standard for charging hardware. Crypto exchange Binance US said on Thursday it is stopping US dollar deposits and users will soon not be able to withdraw dollars from the exchange. This was after US financial regulators said that they supported freezing Binance's assets. The purportedly independent US affiliate of Binance, the world's largest crypto exchange, by the way, said in a tweet late on Thursday that its banking partners are preparing to stop dollar withdrawal channels as early as June the 13th. China's factory gate prices fell at the fastest pace in 7 years in May and quicker than forecast, as faltering demand weighed on a slowing manufacturing sector and cast a cloud over the fragile economic recovery. Global equities were set for a small weekly gain on Friday following a Wall Street rally overnight as rising bets the Federal Reserve will skip a rate increase next week, overshadowed worries about US markets being drained of cash. MSCI's broad index of global shares edged 0.2% higher, on track for a weekly rise of 0.6%. European Stock 600 equity gauge was flat following a 2% jump in Japan's Nikkei, which rebounded strongly after its plunge from a 33-year high in the previous session. Now, traders now lay 73% odds on the Fed keeping rates already steady on June the 14th in a range of 5% to 5.2%, pausing its most aggressive hiking cycle since the 1980s. Oil prices, they rose on Friday and were broadly flat on the week as concern over oil demand growth was balanced by Saudi output cuts. Brent crude futures, that rose 36 cents or 0.5% to $76.32 a barrel. That was by 9:32 GMT today, while US West Texas Intermediate crude was up 34 cents or 0.5% at $71.63. So there we go. That's it. Quick look at some of the international news for this morning and some of the international headlines as well. If you are keeping an eye on the time, we are just making our way up to 22 minutes before 8 o'clock.
Line to an exit sign.
And there we go, Paul Carrack there, and didn't shed a tear. Right, a couple of good mornings. Mary Lou, good morning to you. She said she's a bit late this morning, and she says, yeah, but I've been listening since the beginning of the show. I just didn't feel like getting out of bed. She said that she's got a day off today anyway, so enjoy that. All right, relax, take it easy. And also a very good morning to Felipe. He says, good morning, Jerry. Blessings for you, your team, and audience. Since I'm imagining myself in Barbados, enjoying life, could you please play Imagine from Saz? Yeah, of course we can do that. I'll tell you what, we're going to play that, and then I'm going to ask you for that phrase. So all of you need to get ready, all right? Make a note of our WhatsApp number if you don't have it already, 677-18822. And the first two people, when we come back and I ask you that phrase, that get the right answer will go in to the final contest, Grupo Grada. All right? So, here's the music first. It sounds for Imagine, and it's for Felipe.
Imagine, imagine. Imagine, imagine. Pour demain, j'imagine un monde qui rimerait avec toi et moi. Sur le bord de la rive, nos destins se dessinent et s'écoulent au-delà, au-delà de la peine qui déborde des plaines qu'ont foulé les vainqueurs. J'imagine mon amour que viendra notre tour en des jours meilleurs. Et si on rêvait encore une fois.
By Zaz, not Yaz, Zaz. Yes, see, somebody else took the last letter, so yeah. So you go X, W, X, Y, and then Z. So you got a Yaz, then you got a Zaz. We are 30 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. Now, pay attention, alright? I'm only going to say this once. On Monday and on Tuesday, I gave you the first part of a phrase. In each hour of the program, I gave it out. All right? First part of a phrase. Now, on Wednesday and Thursday, I gave you the second part of the phrase. What you have to do now is put the first part together with the second part, type it on the WhatsApp. I'm going to tell you when to do it. I'm not going to take anything before I say go. All right? Now, the first two that do come in with the full phrase, okay, will be put on, we'll go forward to the final part of the contest, all right, put on by Krupa Grada. So, I want you to send a WhatsApp to my number 677-18822, okay? 677-18822. I want the full phrase, okay, for that all expenses paid trip to Barbados. I want that full phrase on WhatsApp starting from now. First two will go through to the next part of the contest. Royal Philharmonic Orchestra and what becomes of the broken-hearted. Right, I tell you what, we've got an answer in. So close. It's not correct. It's not quite correct, all right? We must have the phrase, as we gave the first part on Monday, Tuesday, and the second part on Wednesday and Thursday. Now, I tell you what, I shouldn't really tell you this. I'm going to. Our programs from Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday and Thursday are loaded up on our website, which is thebreakfastshow.com.pa, thebreakfastshow.com.pa. Now, if you go there, you'll see scroll down, you'll see the four programs, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. If you want to go to Barbados, you can actually skim through and find out where the phrase was mentioned. I'll give you a clue. It was mentioned when we mentioned the contest each day. All right? So I'll give you a little bit of a clue. because we do want the whole thing. It's a big prize. It's a big, big prize, isn't it? Of course it is. All expenses paid trip to Barbados. Where's Barbados? It's in the ocean.
Let me say the same, baby. Since we've been together, ooh, loving you forever is all I need. Let me be the one you come running to. Oh,
I tell you what, Artina, she's up there strutting her stuff, you know, up there in heaven, entertaining everybody. Ah, so missed is Artina. Right, okay, well, we are sort of progressing. Yes, another answer came in. Still not really quite there. So just to remember, on Monday and Tuesday, we gave you the first part of a phrase, okay? And then on Wednesday and Thursday, we gave you a second part. Just put them together and WhatsApp it to us on 677-188-22, all right? 677-188-22. We're going to be running that right through the program this morning until you get it right, okay? Go away and do a little bit of... It's not cheating. You can just go back and listen through the programs on our website, thebreakfastshow.com.pa. All right? If you're that conscientious, you deserve to win it. Right. Time on The Breakfast Show. We're making our way up to the top of the hour. Time to do this.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. The best place to be in the mornings.
Hey, why don't you travel light and send your suitcases with DHL? From 20 to 25 kilos for only $150 plus ITBMS. This is from Panama to any destination. And we reach more than 220 countries and territories. Take advantage of rates only in stores. Visit us and quote for your shipments. And for more information, contact your local office. DHL Express. Excellence and simplicity in your shipments. Conditions apply. Have you ever taken your car for maintenance and been told to come back within less than 5,000 kilometers or 3 months? The secret is in using good quality oil and an original filter. At Burley Motors, we guarantee high quality oil and a thorough inspection during every maintenance check, better than you would get at the dealership. This means a longer lifespan for your car, and you won't have to spend money every 3 months. You can go up to 6,000 kilometers with semi-synthetic oil and up to 10,000 kilometers with full synthetic oil. Give us a call or WhatsApp us on 64310419. Got that? 64310419. Valet Motors. We'll keep you running.
We have the best music from the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, and beyond. Join us for the latest news and great interviews. The best place to be in the mornings. The Breakfast Show with Jerry D. Cool FM 89.3.
We'll be right back.
Show with Jerry D.
I love the line in there. I'll change my underwear if you don't mind. Please. Right, time on the breakfast. By the way, that was Sophie Ellis Bextor. And I won't change you. And before that, the Screaming Jets and Better. And this was Sophie Ellis Bextor. You don't get a much better English name, do you, than that? Yesterday evening, we went to celebrate a couple of birthdays in the family. My two nephews, one of them Kevin, the other one Eduardo, whose birthday was actually yesterday. And so we went along to celebrate that. And we met Eduardo's friend, lady friend, and her name is Valeria. And she asked me, she said, do you have a program? Said, yes. Which one? The breakfast show. But apparently she wants to speak English with an English accent. So, but you see, Sophie Ellis Bextor, now there you are, that's a good example. But if you want to know how sort of really posh people talk over there in the United Kingdom, they all talk rather like this. Not many of them left now. They're sort of becoming a bit of a dinosaur. But if you want to learn that, you see, if you take these three words, air, okay, air, hair and layer. Okay? Air, hair, and layer. And that's the greeting, you see, because posh people are not supposed to be air, hair, layer. Hello, how are you? See, now I can be posh. I think it's about time, don't you? See if we can find out what Ingrid's up to. It's our Freaky Pump Facts for Friday.
Good morning, Panama. Good morning, Jerry. Hey, yes, how you doing? It's here. It's Friday. You know what it is? It's Freaky Friday Fun Facts. All right, let's just jump right in. All right, we've been talking about avocados all week, so let's find out 18 fun facts about avocados. Number one, let's get started. The avocado is Mexican. The avocado originated in Puebla, Mexico in approximately 10,000 BC. Today, Mexico is still the largest cultivar and supplier of the avocado worldwide, exporting $2.7 billion worth of avocados in 2020 alone. The other top five exporting companies of avocados are the Netherlands, Peru, Spain, Chile, and Ingrid's backyard. Number two, an avocado for every occasion. Here's one of our favorite avocado facts. There are over 1,000 different varieties of avocado. How crazy is that, huh? The avocados we see at the grocery store are most likely the Haas variety. It's the standard bearer of the avocado we know and love because it's rich flavor and tough skin. It weighs about 8 ounces. The Monroe avocado is the biggest variety and can weigh up to a whopping 2 pounds. Well, I got news for you. Now there is the Intrepid Reporter Backyard El Valle avocado that weighs 3 pounds, baby. It is big. It is huge. Number three. Is the avocado ready or not? When searching for the perfect avocado, remember these three words: color, texture, firmness. A ripe avocado will be dark green or nearly black in color. As the avocado ripens, the skin gets bumpier and more warts the better. Finally, a perfect avocado will yield to gentle pressure without indenting the fruit or feeling mushy. If it's black, bumpy, and firm, you're on the right track. Oh yeah, did you know the Spanish word for avocado is aguacate? Now, hang on now. Since we know that it's Mexican, shouldn't we call it by its Spanish name, aguacate? Either way, the word avocado, aguacate, originates from the Aztec language, Nahuatl. Hopefully this will tickle you, because I know it tickled me. The origins of the word Nahuatl comes from aguacate is ahuacatl, which means, you get it, testicles. Guess what the Aztecs thought they looked like? Yeah, testicles. Woo, yeah. Did we mention that avocados grow in twos? How's that for low-hanging fruit? We'll never look at the avocado the same, right? Yeah, okay. Never mind. Number five, we like our toast fancy. Since the mid-2010, the avocado, or avo on toast, has become a staple on brunch menus all around the world. But the idea of paying huge prices for avocados smeared on toast is as often ridiculous as millennial generation of a money waster. The dish died. The most popular food pick on Instagram is the champion actress Gwyneth Paltrow having her avo on toast. The popularity of avocado toast has forced it off of many menus as the demand for the creamy mash has become environmentally unsustainable. Well, why is that? We'll tell you in just a second. Number six. Step aside, aloe vera. Not only can you smear avocado on toast, but you can smear it on your face. The avocado is renowned as a skin moisturizer and rejuvenator, and it can help with sunburn. The fatty tissues in avocados have been shown to reduce damage caused by the sun. So if you've accidentally sunbaked them, here's the recipe. One mashed avocado, one teaspoon of honey, half a teaspoon of lime juice. Mash it all up and then slather it on your beautiful little face. It's a surprisingly good little face mask. Mmm, just delicious. Mmm, then you can eat it off. Number seven. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's superfood. The avocado is a superhuman in the kitchen because of many health benefits. High fiber contact aids the digestive system, and the healthy fat lowers cholesterol and the chance of stroke of a heart attack. The avocado is so rich in vitamin C and vitamin E. What more could you want? Number eight. The Aztecs were a Mesoamerican civilization that inhabited southern Mexico from 1345 to 1521. It was them who introduced the avocado to Spanish explorers who took it back to Europe. In the Aztec culture, the avocado was a symbol for love. Did you know, number nine, when you cut down on the butter, you want to think about good fat, right? So avocado is often referred to as good fat for a reason. So is butter. But they say butter's reputation is a little more controversial. Yeah, avocado can replace butter in almost all baking recipes, as the formula is a cinch to remember. 1 cup or 240 grams of butter equals 1 cup or 240 grams of pureed avocado. Avocado is lower in cholesterol, sodium, saturated fat than butter. Also bonus, avocado is cheaper. It grows in my yard. Number 10, much better than the alligator pear. In the past, the avocado was something referred to as the alligator pear. It's disputed as to how the avocado got such a nickname. One theory is that the avocado was first grown in U.S. Florida, where alligators were common. Another simply is based on the bumpy green skin. It kind of looks like an alligator. Yeah, I don't think so. Okay. Number 11. Holy guacamole. Did you know that the day that the most avocados consumed is Super Bowl Sunday, when Americans eat an unbelievable 8 million pounds of guacamole? A 9,090-pound bowl of guacamole was prepared by the New York Jets football team for their season opener in 2019, setting a world record. Imagine all those chips. Whoa, 90,000. That's a lot of guacamole. Okay, number 12. The unfortunate thing is that the avocado plant is thirsty. A single avocado needs 320 liters of water to grow to maturity. When comparing to other crops, avocado is far the biggest water consumer. In comparison, it takes 70 liters to grow an apple, 50 to grow an orange, and 25 to grow a potato. So some vegans refuse to eat avocados or avotos due to the high water consumption and its impact on the environment. Oops. Well, that's probably why we get so many here, because good rain keeps them avocados thirsty and drinking. All right, I got one for you. Here's a banana and avocado walk into a bar. The banana is known for high potassium, right? Okay, 358 grams. But it's actually surpassed by the avocado, 485 grams. So back to an avocado and a banana walk into a bar. So you need that avocado to ripen quickly? Just put it in a brown bag with a banana. The banana releases a gas called ethylene, which expedites the ripening process, so your avocado will be ready for, say, about dinner time. Yeah, baby. Avocados love to hang out. Did you ever wonder why avocados are available all year round at the grocery store? Well, avocados will not ripen until picked from the tree. That means an avocado is left to hang. It can hang up there for 18 months without going bad. So if you don't want to pick your avocado, leave it on the tree. My problem is they the little squirrely burlies get up there and start chewing on them, and then they fall down. Anyway, number 15. Here are some fun facts about avocados that proves it is a fascinating fruit. The avocado is packed full of the most important minerals. Out of 10 essential minerals to the human health, avocado has, guess how many? All 10. You ready? Zinc, sodium, selenium, copper, potassium, magnesium, manganese, iron, phosphorus, and calcium. Need more convincing? Oh, avocados can also reduce gas and improve vision. That means that you're going to have beans with those avocados? And the avocados will... Never mind. Okay. All right, let's talk about being careful in the kitchen. There's something called the avocado hand. Avocado hand is the reason for most trips to the emergency room. People inexperienced with avocados underestimate how ripe their avocado is while cutting it. The knife slips through the avocado and cuts right through the hand, sometimes severing tendons and tissues. Oh, it's not bad enough removing the avocado pit. It's usually done by you stab it and you slash it and twist it. You know, what could possibly go wrong? Number 17. Oh, my God, we're almost there. Don't leave skins on the counter. The avocado contains a fungal toxin called pearson. Pearson is especially toxic to dogs. Do you hear that, Chelsea? Stay away from the counter. Stay away from the pits and the skins. The plant pit skins have the highest concentration and are extremely poisonous. The flesh of the avocado contains pearson, but in small amounts. If your puppy gets into guacamole, that'd be okay. But you don't want to plant any avocado trees in the backyard. Too late! We have two of them. Oh, I'm sorry, Chelsea. I love you. I'm so sorry. Number 18, the not-so-great avocado robbery. A man in Beersheba, Israel, robbed two banks of almost $10,000. The man reportedly screamed at the bank tellers, "Put the money in the bag or I quickly throw this grenade." But then what he was holding above his head wasn't a grenade at all, but an avocado painted black. Those are your Freaky Friday fun facts for avocados. I brought me a bag in, and I've been giving them away like candy. Oh, my goodness. They are amazing in size. Happy to share them. I think I have maybe three left before I have to go back and get some more. So you guys have a wonderful weekend. Happy Avocado Day. And back to you in the studio.
Poison ivy comes a creeping around. She's pretty.
There we go. That is Poison Ivy, not Poison Avocado Skins. Couldn't find a record for that. And that was the Paramounts. Over in the United Kingdom, when that was a hit, gosh, that was the 60s. It was a hit in the UK for the Hollies. They did Poison Ivy as well. That one was the Paramounts. And big thanks to Igra. That was interesting. All about avocados. I tell you the way I cut an avocado and open it up, which is really good, is I just sort of like hold it in my hand with the end which has the where it grows on the tree, the sort of longer end. And then what I do is I've got a very sharp knife and I just sort of push it through from the top and then all the way around the pip in the middle and give it a little twist. And off it comes. And 9 times out of 10, the pip comes out quite easily as well. So big thanks to Ingrid for that. And by the way, we do have a winner. Yes, we do. Felipe, congratulations. You will be going into the next part of the contest over there at Grupo Grada. So Felipe gave us the full phrase and got it correct. And we've got room for one more. All right, so we've got one more to go through. So if you know that phrase, we gave one part of it on Monday and Tuesday, the second part on Wednesday and Thursday, and today I asked you to put them all together and tell me what it is, and then you'll go forward to the next part of the contest. So congratulations on to Felipe for that. If you've got a chance, just please drop me your full name, your cellular number, your email address, and name, cellular, that's it, and email. Yes, there we go. Email, cellular, full name, because I don't know what it is. Congratulations, Felipe, so pleased to hear about that. Alright, now let me see, back to the music. I've got one here. It comes from Babyface and D-Ray. It's called, it's...
You're running in my car.
Well, you talk about it. It's called Fire.
On the radio. I'm holding you closer. Would you tell me no? You say you don't like it. But I know that you're a liar.
If I say split, you say
playing all the greatest hits and more. It's The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Dancing up the ocean, running fast along the sand, the spirit born of earth and water, fire flying from your head. In the instant that you love someone, runs up your spine, and the beast is finally fed. And all I ever needed was one, like freedom feels when wild horses run, when stars collide, like you and I, those shadows. Chances breed between the silence, where sex and love no longer tell. For each man in his time is pain, until he walks along the beach and sees his future.
Making that voice, is there? Yes, Sir Elton John there. and the one title track and first single that was released from Elton John's 1992 album of the same name. On bonus footage, by the way, for the DVD release of his concert live in Barcelona, John states that he felt an intense connection to Bernie Taupin's lyrics for the song in light of his personal circumstances around the time of making the album. In particular, the line, "For each man in his time is Cain until he walks along the beach." Sir Elton John. Hey, here's an interesting little story. Might bring a smile to your face. When you were a kid, probably not. I did. Did you have a rubber duck? Used to have in the bath with you. You used to squeak as well. Well, apparently a pair of rubber ducks has made a splash in Hong Kong's Victoria Harbour on Friday. This is part of an art installation dubbed Double Ducks. This is by the Dutch artist Florentine Holman, who says that he hopes the ducks will bring happiness to the city. Well, we need an awful lot of ducks these days, I tell you. And I tell you, they won't fit in your bath either. The inflatable yellow ducks, 18 metres high, that's about 59 feet, will sail on the harbour for 2 weeks and come a decade after Hoffman's rubber duck sculpture drew crowds in the Asian financial hub. That was back in 2013. Absolutely brilliant. That is David Lee Roth there and his version of Soul Kitchen. Love it. Of course, the original, I mean, you can tell that, in fact, if you know the music of the Doors, you can hear just by listening to the song where it originated from. It was a song originally by the Doors. It was from their self-titled album. Singer Jim Morrison wrote the lyrics. He wrote it as a tribute to the soul food restaurant, Olivia's. This is in Venice Beach in California. Because he often stayed too late, and the staff had to kick him out. Thus the lines in the song, "Let me sleep all night in your soul kitchen." This is Jane Child on The Breakfast Show, coming up, well, we are exactly 7.5 minutes before 9. Don't forget, if you missed the news at 8. We do have it again for you at 9. Still to come, we'll have a little salsa session later on from our friends Pedro Mandinga. So that's all still to come. Also, Yasmin, of course. What, where and when, what you can be doing, where and when you can be doing it. And hopefully we'll find a couple of people born on this day in the world of music. That's what it's called. I Don't Want to Fall in Love. That comes from Jane Child. I'm going to cut though because I want to get this one in as we make our way up to the news. Good morning to Mary Lou. And she says, good day, everybody. It's raining. Of course it is. Could you please play Soldier in the Rain? This is from England Dan and John Ford Coley. This will take us up to the top of the hour.
Coming home was all say love knows no distance, but the longing never ends. And all along these dreams that possess my heart never were to blame. And here I stand, a soldier in the rain.
FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. The best place to be in the mornings.
Hey, why don't you travel light and send your suitcases with DHL? From 20 to 25 kilos for only $150 plus ITPMS. This is from Panama to any destination. And we reach more than 220 countries and territories. Take advantage of rates only in stores. Visit us and quote for your shipments. And for more information, contact your local office. DHL Express. Excellence and simplicity in your shipments. Conditions apply.
Just sent from above.
There we go with Coldplay there and Him for the Weekend. No need to sing about it anymore. It's here. Yes, indeed it is. I tell you what, if there's one thing we love, isn't it? It's a Friday and the weekend starts here, and there is no better way than to celebrate the weekend than taking a trip to the Mandinga. Yes, the Pedro Mandinga rum bars. A cocktail, and yes, you've got it. Throw in a bit of salsa. It's Pedro Mandinga time here on The Breakfast Show. Senorita Bachata. They just love it. Don't forget Pedro Mandinga. All right, Panama's first artisanal rum. And, by the way, the first rum in history. Made from Raspadora. And don't forget their happy hours. Okay, from their opening time, run through till 6 p.m. in the week. And a weekend as well, I guess. And Pedro Mandinga offers a distillery tour. We'll see how it's made. All you got to do is go along and enjoy it. They do that on Fridays and on Saturdays. So, Pedro Mandinga, all right? And that's Beer Argentina. And also, they're in Casco, just around the corner from Plaza Herrera. Is this salsa, you might ask? I think so. Don't forget, celebrate your birthday at Pedro Mandinga. They'll customize your experience, and all you've got to do is direct message them on Instagram, which is easy, at Pedro Mandinga. It's as easy as that. Want a mixology class? You can do that as well. You can learn how to do it. Learn how to make a Pedro Mandinga cocktail. Save your spot. Have a private class. Pop along to the website, laranadorada.com. /collection/tour/products. Well, just go along and look for mixology. And you'll find it. All right. Time on The Breakfast Show. We are just making our way to 19 and a half minutes after 9 here on this Friday morning. And we're celebrating rum. We're celebrating Pedro Mandinga rum. And just go along and enjoy. Start your weekend off on the right foot. All right.
Building my castle of love.
have some fun to there, can't you? How many of you are dancing around the office right now? Yes, indeed. Don't forget Pedro Mandinga, all right? Pop along to the Rumbas. One beer in Beer Argentina, right opposite the park. And the other one, well, that's the Plaza Herrera. Walk down towards the end, turn left, and it's just round the corner. It's Avenida A or Avenida B. I can never remember which one. Which doesn't surprise me in the slightest. Still to come on The Breakfast Show, don't dream it's over, all right, because we've still got Yasmin to come with what, where and when, what you can be doing, where and when you can be doing it, and also, we've got a couple of people born on this day in the world of music, all right? So, as Crowded House would say, and I just said, don't dream it's over.
Battles are lost, but you'll never see the end of the road while you're traveling with me. Hey now, hey now, don't dream it's over. Hey now, when the world comes in, they come to the war between us. But there's no proof. In the paper today, tales of war and of waste, but you turn right over to the TV page. And now,
there we go, Crowded House, and Don't Dream It's Over. If you are keeping an eye on the time, by the way, we are just coming down towards 27 and a half minutes after 9 o'clock. We're going to be with you for about another, 25 minutes, something like, 20 minutes probably. Right, it is time to, put the microphone on and say good morning, Yasmin.
Good morning, happy Friday.
It is, isn't it? You know, Fridays are happy even when it's raining.
Oh, yes, exactly.
How was your day yesterday?
Yesterday, what I did?
It wasn't that long ago, yes. It was about 24 hours ago.
Nothing, just working.
Obviously nothing.
Yeah.
A bit like my days, really.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. At night I was worried about the rain.
Oh, really, yeah? Was it raining hard? I mean, because...
And the thunders.
Oh, yes, there was a lot of thunder and lightning, I must admit, because yeah. We were over at my sister-in-law's, because it was our, celebrating my nephew's birthday yesterday, and it rained a lot, but it wasn't... You know, it wasn't anything like the rain we had the other day, which was really heavy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this was more like English bad weather, where it just sort of kept raining incessantly,
mm-hmm.
But not sort of to the point where you can't see the island over the way.
Mm-hmm.
hey, interesting. I just asked you a question.
Mm-hmm.
I said, if you could be stuck at any age that you would like to be, what would it be?
Yeah, it will be 5 years old.
I know, but I said, you know, move on a bit, yes. You're still 5 years
old.
But so why five? Innocence? Play?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly, because on that age I will be just playing, mm-hmm. watching TV, mm-hmm. not thinking about the real world.
And
not thinking about working.
To which I replied, well, that's my life, you know. I just sit here and play all day. And you have to work. Funnily enough, the age, I mean, it was, for some strange reason, not, I wouldn't sort of say like the 20s or my teens. I'd probably say 30.
Mm-hmm.
Because you still have reasonable looks.
No, because when you're 13 years, you were an adult already.
30. Did you say...
Ah.
No, 30, not 13 years.
Ah,
I mean, I'm now
13.
I am now elderly, going on 12,
mm-hmm.
because my body's got older, but my mentality has gone backwards.
Mm.
No, 30.
Okay.
At the age of 30, because you've had a little bit of experience, but you've still, you're still sort of in your prime, really.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, probably that. And it was a good time in my life, business-wise and everything else. So I guess that. But I wouldn't change anything.
Mm-hmm.
If I had changed anything, yes, you wouldn't have the pleasure of my company.
Exactly.
Yeah, you
That's
see.
True.
Mm-hmm. That's
true.
Yeah. So let's leave it there. what have we got in the world of entertainment for this week?
Okay, let me tell you. For this weekend, it's not like a lot of events,
mm-hmm.
but let me tell you a few of them. For example, let me see. Remember our friends of Cantus Panama.
Oh, of course, yeah.
Mm-hmm. They're going to have, let me see, today is, what, 9.
Is it? Yes.
Uh-huh.
Stop being 5.
This is going to be this Sunday. They're going to have a concert at St. Mary's Church,
mm-hmm.
in Balboa. About Fantastic Beasts. This is a movie, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's right.
And all the proceeds to benefit Fundación Spy Panama.
Uh-huh.
So you can get your tickets at the door of the church.
Mm-hmm.
And it could be, for example, if you can sponsor a cat,
right?
You pay $15.
Right.
Or if you want to sponsor a dog, you pay $25.
Yeah, because you have to use bigger bricks,
mm-hmm.
with a dog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think this is awesome, you know. This is so nice.
A wonderful thing, yeah. Yeah.
Nice music, and you, mm-hmm. can benefit Spy Panama.
Our little furry friends.
Mm-hmm. This Sunday at 3 p.m. at, mm-hmm. St. Mary's.
Oh, excellent. Sure. That's going to be a good one.
Mm-hmm. And also, let me see what else I have. Well, for this weekend, it's like I have for next week,
mm-hmm.
for Monday. Remember our friends of Funda Promat,
right?
With their mathematics.
Right. Yes, I remember.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They're gonna have Arthur Benjamin.
Mm-hmm.
I guess he's coming from the U.S. and he is gonna be doing performances. About magic and math.
Oh, okay, that's interesting. Somebody trying to make mathematics interesting. That's what I like, yes.
That's why I love this foundation, Funda Proma. They're always trying to do that, to attract everybody, you know.
Math was never my strong point.
Yeah, I know. Mine either. But, you know, he's going to everywhere in the country. He's going to Darien on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to Colón on Tuesday.
Oh, wonderful, that's
Beira
great.
Beira was on, mm-hmm. Wednesday, Azuero on Thursday. Cocle on Friday, and he's going to be here in Panama on Saturday, next Saturday, not this one. And I would love to go to that one. It's going to be at Albrook Mall at the Marriott, Salon Miraflores. And everything is free.
Oh,
so
great.
You can enjoy and learn a lot about Arthur Benjamin.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yes.
You know what I found out on vacation?
What?
My good lady. Well, she's a bit of a mathematician.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, because I found out she counted the steps. Whenever we went, whenever we went anywhere, there were steps. She said, that was 36 steps. we had to climb up somewhere, the Duomo or something. I can't remember. I think it was, yeah. And she had 95 steps. It was 95.
Okay.
She does it automatically, I think. Oh, here's some steps. One, two. That was two. God bless. Well, I mean, mathematics, I guess, is her business. She's an accountant. So, and my grandfather loved maths. He did you know, he did it for fun. Who does mathematics for fun? Oh, dear.
Yeah, it is fun, you know. And with Fundaprogramma, you can learn that.
No, that's great. I mean, I mean, the thing is, it is absolutely true. I mean, mathematics is in everything. You know, it doesn't matter. Photography relies on maths. Me doing the breakfast show does, because I have to count how many pieces of music I have.
Yeah, even nature.
In nature, it's no, amazing. Absolutely. Definitely nature.
Yes.
So, go along and enjoy. I mean, I think the thing that upset me for maths was when somebody started to put letters in it. They called it algebra, algebra. Yeah. Oh, come on. It was bad enough doing it with numbers, let alone putting letters in it. Anyway, that's it. There's my story of mathematics. Do you want to do one of your pieces of music?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Let's start with Jackie Wilson. He was born in 1934. American soul singer who scored 24 U.S. top 40 hits during late 50s and 60s. He had the 1986 UK number one single with the reissued Reed Petit. Van Morrison wrote Jackie Wilson's set.
Oh, that's right.
Was covered by Dixie's Midnight Runners.
That's right. Yeah, I remember that. And do you remember the song Reed Petit?
I don't think so.
You don't think so? No, I'm not surprised.
Well, look at that, look at that, look at that, look at that. Ooh, wee. Look at that, look at that, look at that. Ooh, wee. Ooh, ah, ooh, ah, ooh, wee. Well, she's so fine, fine. Head to toe, I want the world to know. I love her, love her, so she's alright. She's alright. She's alright. She loves me in the morning at night. Oh, 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 oh. Oh, 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 oh. She's the finest girl you ever want to meet. Tree. I love her, need her. Give me so much of it. She's all right. She's got what it takes. She's got what it takes. And with the moon, she'll really race. Well, oh now she's my cutie. My tutti frutti, my heart, my love. Oh, 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 oh
Ah, there we go, yes. So Jackie Wilson and Reet Petit. You recognize it?
No, I don't remember that song, but I love it.
It's good, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
A little bit of bopping there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there we go. What else is happening, yes?
Well, I found a free concert. And we love free, right?
Oh, free, yeah, free is good. We're good at that.
Yes, this is going to be at Catedral Metropolitana. Tomorrow at 6:30 p.m., this is the concert of Orquesta Sinfónica Juvenil. This is their anniversary of the RET. Coros Juveniles, Orquestas y Coros Juveniles de la Sinfónica Juvenil. Tomorrow at Catedral Metropolitana, 6:30 p.m. And also, don't forget our friends of Frank's Place.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Tonight they're going to have Pats. This is Catsby Jazz.
Oh, okay.
From 8 to 10 p.m. And tomorrow it's going to be the show number 4 of their contest at 8 p.m. From 8 to 10 p.m. So this is at Frank's Place in Costa del Este.
Oh, good, good. I'll be there tomorrow lunchtime.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You're going to miss them, the singers.
I will, because they're going to be there tonight.
Yes.
Have they got on there? Who they got on Saturday night, do you know? Have they got on Saturday night?
Saturday is the contest. That
oh, that's right. Yes, show. Yes, indeed. That's right. I'm trying to get along to that one night.
Yeah, maybe we can go to the next one. That is the last one.
Oh, okay. All right. Sounds good to me.
Yeah. Nice idea. Okay, let's continue with Born This Day music.
Yeah, this one's a biggie.
That's Cole Porter.
And he's definitely older than me.
Oh, yes. He was born in 1891.
Only that little bit older than me.
American composer and songwriter who wrote countless classic songs, including Night and Day, I Get a Kick Out of You, Every Time We Say Goodbye, I've Got You Under My Skin, his most successful musical, Kiss Me. Kate won the first Tony Award for Best Musical.
Well, somebody, isn't he? Wrote so many songs. Well, I'll tell you what, we'll do a couple in a row, shall we?
Okay, sure.
All right, we're going to start off with this one, Night and Day.
Like the beat of the tum-tum, when the jungle shadows fall. Like the tick-tick-tock of the stately clock as it stands against the wall. Like the drip, drip, drip of the raindrops when the summer shower is through. So a voice within me, you, night and day, you are the one. Only you need the moon or under the sun. Whether near to me or far, no matter, darling, where you are, I think of you. Night and day, day and night, why is it so that this longing for you follows wherever I go? In the roaring traffic's boom, in the silence of my lonely room, I think of you. night and day. Night and day. And oh, such a hungry yearning burning inside of me, and its torment won't be through till you let me spend my life making love to you. Day.
I've said to myself, this affair, it never would go so well. But why should I try to resist when I know so well that I've got you? Sacrifice anything, come what might, for the sake of having you, in spite of a warning voice that comes in the night and repeats in my ear, don't you know, you fool, you never can. Your mentality, wake up to reality. For each time I do, just the thought of you makes me stop before I begin, because I've got you under my skin. Sacrifice anything, come what might, for the sake of having you, in spite of a warning voice that comes in the night
and repeats in my ear, don't you know, you fool, you ever can win, use your mentality, wake up to reality. Time I do, just the thought of you makes me stop before I begin, because I've got you under my skin.
Two in a row from Mr. Cole Porter. The first one, Night and Day, as I mentioned, Frank Sinatra. And what a beautiful voice, Diana Krall. And I've Got You Under My Skin. Mm-hmm. Wrote some lovely music, didn't he?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, did a lot of plays he did.
Mm-hmm.
So, right, what are you doing for the weekend?
Let me see, tomorrow maybe go shopping.
Mm-hmm.
Sunday we're going to be celebrating the birthday of one of my sister's son, the little one.
Your nephew.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all.
Oh, that's it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's an exciting weekend, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
you, at least you know you're doing something. I'm not sure what we're doing. We're going to pick up Lola the parrot on Sunday. Yeah, we're going to bring her home on Sunday for a while. We may have found a new home for her.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, with a friend of mine in the interior, because I just feel it's, you know, poor little thing. She's here and I'm in and out, and Christina of course is at work, and she's kept in a cage, and it's not right.
Yeah, exactly.
You know,
mm-hmm.
It's love her dearly. Funnily enough, when we went over to, because Lucy's been looking after while we're away, went over there last night. As soon as I walked in the door, hola, hola, hola.
Oh, so cute.
But yeah, she needs to have a good life. You know, not just I know there's reasons for them being in cages, but I don't like seeing anything in a cage, really.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know, it's like we were for 2 years during COVID, bad
mm-hmm.
enough.
Yeah.
So, what's Ian doing? Volleyball and practicing?
Yes, volleyball and saxophone.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Where does he go and play volleyball? Does he play on the beach?
No. It's in a park close to our
okay.
house.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it's a very popular beach sport. Yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah. That's why he needs new shoes every time.
Really?
Because, you know, that place in the park is not properly for playing volleyball.
Okay. Did you find him? Because I know you mentioned yesterday you went to an event. You were going to look for new shoes for him. Did you find any?
Yes, we got them.
Oh, so he's got a new pair of shoes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, good. I need a new pair, yes. Well, look, you have an absolutely wonderful weekend.
Thank you, too.
And we'll be back with everybody on Monday, won't we?
Mm-hmm.
All right, to take us out, I've got another song from Cole Porter mm-hmm. called True Love. And believe it or not, it's made by Elvis Presley.
Oh, yeah.
He recorded a version of it.
Mm.
So that will take us out of this morning's program. And we'll be back on Monday, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Have a great weekend.
Thank you.
Suntan, wind blown, honeymooners at last, feeling far above par. Oh. True love.
Lovely. Elvis Presley there, and Cole Porter's True Love. And, well, guess what? That has brought us to the end of this morning's breakfast show. Thank yous go out this morning to Ingrid for our Freaky Fun Facts for Friday, which was all about, it was all about avocados. It really was, yeah. And, because I think she's in the city at the moment, so if you have a car, you can go home. Avocado, never mind. Big thanks to Ingrid, and of course, big thanks to Yasmin in the Breakfast Show studio for what, where, and when, what you can be doing, where, and when you can be doing it, and also my co-producer Neil Danby over there in the United Kingdom. Of course, oh, by the way, because Yasmin does all our social media as well, so big thanks to Yasmin for that. And by the way, do not forget. Alright, that we don't forget, I've forgotten. Yes, don't forget, following the program, Two Chat SOSE with Gigi, alright, so do hang around for that. Great programming here on Cool FM. Thanks, say also go to the boys and girls at Cool FM, Drupa Grada, for getting us up and about in the mornings. And also to you, our listeners, advertisers and sponsors, very important. Thanks so much for being with us here on the show. And I want you to look after yourselves, because whatever it is you're going to be doing over the weekend, all right, especially, and be careful, especially if you're behind the wheel of a car, we don't have any accidents, so look after yourselves, because on Monday morning at 7 o'clock, what do I want to be doing? I want to be talking to you, not talking about you. All right, so from me, Jerry D, till then, ta-ta. You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Call FM production. Presented by Jerry D, produced by Yasmin Kiros, co-producer Neil Danby. The Breakfast Show has been brought to you by DHL Express. Travel light, send your suitcases with DHL from Panama to any destination. More information, get in touch with your local DHL office. DHL Express excellence and simplicity in your shipments.